hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me.
Welcome to World of Radio.
Yes.
I mean, boating.
One of those.
I mean, World of Scuba.
No, no. This is the
I'm
world's
rusty,
first radio
man.
Show.
It's been a while.
Yeah. First, kind
what
of
is
a
it, Scuba World?
Yeah. One of those. We'll go with that. I mean, I'm a little, out of sorts today because I've been out on the water on a Virgin Voyage cruise ship with dive god Neil Watson, Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center, and Captain Walt DeMartini. Just got back a day ago, and my liver is screaming for relief because not only was it Captain Walt, but Gomez and Julio showed up, if you know what I mean there, CJ.
I do.
Yeah. So I'm a little bit...
But you're kind of a puss that way.
Well, excuse me?
You're a lightweight.
No, no, that's not true.
He sips the same drink for like 3 hours.
It's called pacing
yourself.
He's like,
wow, I got to take it easy. My liver's killing me. He talks a good game.
Well, thank you, I think.
But you're nowhere near the alcoholics some of us are.
Okay, I don't know if that's something you should be bragging about.
You can't hold our jocks.
Okay, so says Cock Johnson. I don't know. We got the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web, made up of Barry the Bugger. We got Jerry the Diver Guy. We got Vinny Two Tanks and also Bubble Boy. And I think they'll pack me up.
Bubble Boy's in, looks like he's an Andros.
Yeah, actually, he does.
Yeah.
How about that?
Broadcasting to you live from Coral Caverns Dive Resort back in 2007.
Which, I'm a time it's traveler. Weird how I'm hearing slapback from walls, but he's outside.
That is creepy.
Also, no wind.
No wind at all.
Very flat water.
Yeah. There is a slight
that
chop.
Water's not moving at all.
There's a slight chop there. I see it. But
there's a pork chop.
But yeah, none of you losers were with me on the Virgin Voyage cruise.
Day? No, this was the over 75 cruise.
No, that is incorrect.
Maybe that was it. Yeah.
That is absolutely correct. Wait
gay
a minute.
Seniors.
Walt DeMartini. Yeah. Who else?
The senior citizens cruise.
It was the senior citizens cruise.
I think Brittany liked it.
You could say
the Aqua Gypsy was on there. Yeah.
Aqua Gypsy, I'm sure, caused a couple of heart attacks from those senior citizens.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. There were all kinds of young folk on there. Barry would never know because he's never been on one.
She's walking around shocking
what,
fools.
On a cruise ship? I yes. did plenty of work on them. Oh, I'm not interested.
Yeah, you haven't been on one of these.
Barry can't even go diving with
us. No, we, not as a
Barry,
bad,
they'd
well,
love your
on
hat.
On a cruise.
Yeah.
They'd love your hat, Barry. It's scarlet.
Yeah.
It's scarlet? Okay, that's
but they
that's
would
not
see him walking and say, oh, look, here comes Cousteau.
Okay.
Custodian.
Custodian.
Exactly. Very possible. But you know, the thing is, when you hang out with folks like the Dive God and Captain Slate, and you hear their stories from, you know, 50 plus years in the dive industry. I mean, Neil started diving in Bimini literally 50 years ago this year. And,
wow.
And you know, and it never fails to amaze me. When I get to hang with these guys, this is the opportunity where I just pinch myself that I get to hang with these legends.
Tell us a story, Unca Dive God.
Yeah, and I do. And every single time I hear something new that I haven't heard in the almost 30 years of doing scuba radio. And sure enough, one of the highlights when it comes to Neil, we actually recorded a show that will air in February, by the way.
Did he bounce you on his knee when he told you the story?
No,
did you sit on his lap?
We didn't do that. But... You know, I mean,
you had a big lollipop.
They had all the fun back in the day. I mean, we've talked about, you know, how Neil was, I don't know, he was very
wild man.
He had a thing with the ladies, especially back, even to this day he does. But he had come up and introduce himself to the ladies in the dive industry. Hi, my name is Neil. He'd get down on one knee and they would just faint, right? Or he'd have a prosthetic tongue in his pocket. He'd pull out for pictures and freak people out and pretty much put one of our mermaids into therapy doing that little trick of his years ago. But the news story I heard about that I've never witnessed, but evidently when he was working the dive boats and hanging with his dive friends in, you know, like back in the days of Bimini and stuff, he would bite girls on the buttocks. And it was a way to endear himself to them, or I assume. And he didn't get arrested. Ah, the good old days.
You could do stuff back then like
a simple handshake would work for most, but not the dive god.
You get arrested for that today.
Oh, I
even
would
a
think.
Handshake.
Well, that may be.
Well, you know why he did that, right?
What?
I mean, it's the song.
He was hungry?
It's the song.
Oh. What?
I see you're hiney, all fat and shiny.
Yeah.
You better hide it before I bite it.
I don't know that one.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one.
Thank you.
I knew you would.
That was a hit back in the day, I guess. I missed that one. But yeah, I mean, he did this. And actually, I did not hear that story from Neil. I heard it from his brother, who was on the boat as well. And he shared a few other stories that I had not
Was
never
his
heard
brother
about
also a butt biter?
He didn't say he was. But, you know, he seemed to be, you know, impressed with the
efforts.
Does
he still
efforts.
Bite butts, or we just don't know?
I didn't go there. I didn't really.
You didn't witness Neil biting
I have
butts
not,
on the ship.
I have not. I think it's something that, as members of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, it'd be interesting to see if they could try such activity and get away with it today. And if not, well, it would be radio gold regardless, wouldn't
I
it?
I volunteer. Is
you volunteer, do you?
Was his brother into diving?
Yes, he ran a dive operation in Freeport.
Who cares
Bahamas.
About that? Back to the butts.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, Vinny, would you do that? You well, I better not
would
say
I do
this
what?
To Vinny.
You know the answer what? To that question.
Exactly. No, we got to be careful. We don't want to encourage this activity.
Well, too late.
If anything, maybe if we flip the coin and encourage women to get back for all those years of men being pigs and stuff like that, maybe they should start biting guys on the buttocks to get back at all those years of inappropriate behavior.
I might allow that. Depending on the woman.
Depending on the woman. Well, if she was biting you in the butt, you wouldn't know who it was necessarily. Would it matter?
Why, is it pitch blackout?
No, you wouldn't see her if she was come from behind.
Turn around and look.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, I mean, so you're saying it depends on who bites you?
Yeah.
And if it was someone you didn't find attractive, you would be offended?
Of course.
Why?
Well, Barry's yes. wanting to bite him right now.
I have standards.
Okay. All right, so...
Look at him.
I'm ignoring this.
You're ignoring this?
Yeah, look at him smile.
Especially from Jerry.
He's wanting to bite him.
I
right
just
there.
Want to be clear.
Jerry's getting all excited here. He's going to put his mankini on and walk
yeah,
around.
Yeah, see?
Now.
Okay, here.
Oh, gross.
You guys are supposed to keep your pillow talk off the air. All right, so look.
Barry, it's not sexy time.
You know, the thing is, I don't want
to. Radio.
I don't
time.
Want people to get wrong. I'm not encouraging this activity, especially
oh,
when it
no.
comes
you
to
Vinny
Two Tanks. No.
No.
I think the women should get back at all the men and bite their butts now.
Yeah. Okay.
Who brought that up there, mister?
Well, no, I'm
yeah,
just saying.
Yeah, mister.
That was what's going on.
Mr.
Back
Man.
In the day with the dive legends.
Mr.
I mean, was that the good old days? Do we need to bring that back?
Hell
or,
yeah.
Or flip it and let the ladies get a piece of the action? You know, they're listening right now going, these guys are out of their minds. Like every other Saturday of Scuba Radio.
They're listening.
More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.